sensitivity then is important for the whole method, not just for the instrument. You use the IDLs when you're trying to compare one instrument to the next, our instrument detection limits, whereas what you're going to be most interested in is over the entire method. So in this case then, 2 ppb of our DDT in 100 grams of soil is talking about this whole process from extracting from the soil, concentrating that material after its solid phase extraction, then putting it through the GC and getting our final answers. If we can get our 2 ppb signal out or above, then we know it's a reliable value because that's our method detection limit. With our instruments, we always have to be aware of silly numbers. Now, false positives are a real big problem in environmental work. This is talking about the fact that you have got something in there that's giving you a response in the instrument, which you're assuming is due to the analyte, but actually it's something else getting in there and interfering and giving you a false response. So our selectivity of the instrument is talking about the ability to discriminate between an analyte and a false analyte. As an example, the fluoride electrode works in exactly the same principle as our pH electrode. And in this case, it's an ion selected to fluoride ion. Now that particular electrode also responds to the hydroxide ion. The selectivity coefficient here is 0.1, that's its ability to discriminate between fluoride and hydroxide. So when you're using the fluoride electrode, then you've got to be measuring the pH to make sure that you don't have high concentration of hydroxide, otherwise you're going to get dodgy numbers.